Paul Plakas joins us talking about some food. We talked a lot about working out, but hey, if you don't eat right, it's not going to matter. Exercise, they were telling us, factors into about 20% of how you will look, but your nutrition takes the other 80%, Paul. It is huge what you put in to your body if you want to get out good looks.
That is true. You know, there's calories and everything, so it's very easy to shove them into your body, and it's very hard to get them out. So definitely the nutrition is something you want to focus on.
And I know you've done a whole big research on how the big food companies and how they subconsciously are influence us without us even knowing when we walk in the store.
Yes. So one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today was about the grocery stores, how they're set up and how when you go there, you know, you're often buying stuff that you may not have intended to when you first walked in, right? So one of the first things that they do is they put the staple foods like bread, milks, meats at the back of the store. So you have to go through all the other stuff to get at some of the staple foods. And so that's purposely done so that you can see more product. And the more product you see, chances are you're more likely to purchase something, right? Another thing that you want to look at is the product placement. So a lot of companies, they will pay grocery stores money for specific shelf space. And if they get the shelf space in the middle, where it's at your eye level, you're more likely to look at it and see it and purchase it more than stuff that's on top or at the bottom. Yeah, so that's very key. I have a client who used to own a couple of grocery stores in Sherwood Park, and he told me also that big food companies like Coca-Cola, like that kind of place, they would pay him like checks of $500 to also make displays at the end of an aisle just for Coke. They were just stacking Coke, Coke boxes, that kind of thing, on the display at the end of the aisle, because a lot of people just don't go down every aisle. They kind of walk by the end of the aisles, most of them, and $500 for just putting up a display. So if you see that stuff at the end, you're more likely to purchase it.
Oh, that's the other one, is the middle aisles in a lot of places are strategically set up for a lot of the stuff that we crave.
Absolutely, yeah. Generally, the places you kind of want to focus on is the perimeter of the store where you've got your produce and your, you know, breads and your milks, meats. All the stuff in the middle is generally the high sugar, high fat, high salt stuff. That's basically food product. It's not really food. It's food product. And that's the stuff that you want to get that's convenience food. It's open a box, snack on something, and stuff like that. It's basically poison to your body. So the funny thing about grocery stores is like 80% of the stuff in there is really not meant for human consumption, like for health. It's just for pleasuring yourself for some temporary depressing anxiety thing that's going on in your life. So you're looking to dive yourself into like a bowl of Haagen-Dazs, right? So that's all it's for.
Yeah, well, some days Haagen-Dazs is just a reward for a good workout.
Yeah, if it's only some days, then that's okay. But when it becomes a habit and you're sitting by yourself at home at night for 2 hours watching TV and finishing off the whole tub, that's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah, and so that's really because we can't sit here and tell everybody you can never have some cheat days.
Right.
Yeah, like, what's the advice if you're having, you know, a small, like a, let's say a average size bowl of ice cream, if it's once a week, that's really not going to be a big factor, isn't it? Is it?
No, that's a non-issue. Yeah, if it's a small bowl, like a scoop and a half or that kind of thing, once a week, yeah, you can't feel like you're deprived. That's when it becomes a problem. When you feel deprivation and you feel like there's nothing to look forward to, then it becomes pretty tough. So, yeah, you definitely need to fit that in. It's just sporadic. And the only problem is when it becomes a daily habit, it's no longer a treat, right? It becomes now a routine. And that's the thing, is you don't want to have unhealthy food as the routine in your life. It's make it the treat, like you just thought, just like you just mentioned. Other things you want to look at is like the food samples at the stores, especially at Costco. They do this all the time. They've got tons of food samples all over the place. You know, some people probably just go there just for supper and just to try all the samples at every aisle. So they work on the aroma of in the air, and you smell something that maybe smells pretty good and you want to give it a try, then you're more likely to buy that thing because, oh, that tasted pretty good. I'm going to buy some of that. And you never intended to in the first place. So they try to hit you at the taste buds and then in your nostrils at the grocery stores too.
The farmer's market, there it's a lot more of just the natural stuff. Now, they do have, oh, it's interesting, people are going to say, well, Gregor, they sell cookies at the farmer's market,
yep.
Right? So talk about the advantages of the farmer's market and why people should be checking those out.
Well, what I like about the farmer's market is that when you go there, you kind of know where your food is coming from. So it's locally grown. It's so if you're getting vegetables and fruit, it's more likely that, hey, this stuff was picked or grown recently, and it's getting into your body very soon, rather than being trucked in from miles and miles away. Because the longer the food is goes off the tree or from the ground and it goes into your body, there's more oxidization that occurs, and it destroys the nutrient value and the taste of the food. So the faster you can get it into your body, the better. So that's why I like farmers markets. Also, you're supporting local grown food. And usually these guys are, you know, they do a pretty good job of, you know, taking care of people in the surrounding community. So you kind of want to support them.
Now, you talked about losing the nutritional value. So let's say you buy fruit, Paul, oranges, apples, whatever. Should you only buy, like, and this I know means maybe having to go more frequently, but should you only be buying three or four at a time so you don't have them in your fridge or on your counter for extended periods?
Yeah, I would say you don't want stuff going bad, and it does go bad if it sits too long. One of the things, that's a good point for people that have issues with not being able to control portion size. A lot of problems when people go to Costco is they buy in bulk. And when you start buying bulk food and it's in your house, you feel like sometimes you have to start eating and getting rid of it more quickly, and there's just too much present. So one of the strategies is just buy enough for the portion size for your body and your activity level. You don't want to have an excess amount of food sitting around your house, like thinking like there's some kind of war going to be started. You need to sort of stock up the shelves. Just buy enough that you get you a buy for a few days, and then go back again.
Paul Plakas from CustomFit.ca joins us.
Another thing I want to mention is also is when you go to the grocery store, also think about the music that they're playing. They usually play slow, you know, controlled music where it's like it's very, you know, easy beats, relaxing. They want you to stay longer in the grocery store, so you spend more money. There's never any fast rock music ever going on in the grocery store, and that's because they don't want you to hurry up. They don't want you feeling like, you know, that you need to hurry and be more uptight and get through the aisles really quickly. So they want to play the slow music, so be aware of that.
Now,
and also look at coupons. Sometimes coupons aren't good. They force you to buy the product that you may not have intentionally wanted to buy, and sometimes those products that you're buying, the prices have been inflated, and you're not really getting any savings anyways.
Now, speaking of music, before I let you go...
I knew you were going to break this up.
What did you think of karaoke on Friday night?
Oh, I thought it was very fun. I really enjoyed myself, yeah. What did you think?
How long did it take you to make that costume is what I want to know.
Well, I didn't really... I made the pants and the shirt, I kind of tore it up, you know, wrote some stuff on it. I got the wig and the jacket from a costume place on 109th Street downtown.
Okay.
So I got part of it I rented and part of it I made.
And what did you learn from, like, if you were going to compete next year,
What
would you do better?
Maybe I would, I think I got kind of robbed, actually, dude. Like, I thought I should have been in the top five and then actually threatening for the victory. So I'm not sure what the judges were looking at. I had definitely the crowd involvement. Costume was fantastic, highly entertaining. Maybe the voice was not quite as great as some of the other guys, but pretty close, I thought. So I don't know.
Oh, man. Well, I noticed you were in the corner. I was wondering if you were smoking hippie whiskey before, because that might have explain that the answer you just gave me. Because what we might have to do is have a Plakas Strudwick karaoke off next year.
Oh,
put you two
that,
in as a separate category.
I'd be all over that.
Oh, we might have to talk to him.